The topic is Italy and Gattuso, but it's Farini and Del Monte here today. We're decked out in the glory
what,
days.
What
these
year
trips.
Is this one from?
That's 86.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's an official
nice
86.
Gift. This is a gift, right?
we'll talk about that later. This is 1990 from childhood. It's got Baggio 15 on the back. That's 86. And he was still around then, coming through at Vicenza, but this is the Baggio one. Italy and Gattuso, though, we got issues. And you're here in London. You've come all the way just for this.
Yes.
Yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
Big topics, big moves.
He's come to enemy territory when it comes to international football because Italy against England a few years back, very amicable off the pitch, bit Chiellini on Saka on the pitch, and England going, okay, Italy not so. What are we going to do about the World Cup in 2026?
It's crazy we're here again. I recall tweeting and even just thinking this, as soon as the draw was made, when Italy obviously went into this group with Norway, it came down to the Nations League quarterfinals against Germany that if we lost, we're going in this group. And I already knew then. I said it. It's there in writing. I said, if we have to go and play Erling Haaland and this Norway team in June, as soon as the season's done, before summer begins, it's going to be trouble. I didn't know trouble would mean 3-0. I didn't know trouble would then mean Spalletti gone. And then Gattuso comes in, but here we are, and we are 6 months away from potentially qualifying for the playoffs again.
Before we go into Gattuso and the playoffs and the rest of it, Spalletti, I mean, let's not go too in-depth with Spalletti. He's gone. He's done a specific job there. I think he only lost about half a dozen games in 24, 25. So it wasn't mannaggia la miseria kind of stuff. It was...
Però, it was the manner in which it happened. It was the lack of adapting.
The way they lost.
The way, the performances, the European Championships. There are many out there who say it, and I do agree, but Spalletti, with all the respect in the world, had to go post-Euro 2024.
Very good club coach, had them every week, got to talk to them every day. Rina Gattuso, though, doesn't have that club reputation. Maybe he could be that person to come in. We're at the point in history here. 19 years ago, Italy win a World Cup. We've seen Buffon now part of the national team setup. Now Gattuso's in there. It was always, is Gattuso coming in? Pirlo, Cannavaro, all these names were dropped. Whether it was a joke or not, we saw them out and about in the last 2 weeks. Once Spalletti confessed that they were parting ways, those names started springing up. And to me, as a fan, I felt like, oh, something bubbling up from 2006. Will today's players respect World Cup winners the same way a Baggio would have looked up to a Paolo Rossi to be inspired to then produce another generation of pedigree?
I think it was my first reaction to the Gattuso appointment, and there were two. One was negative, one was positive. But starting with the positive, I think the answer to your question is yes. I think it can't get much worse for Italy right now. Gattuso coming in with his pedigree, experience as a player, success as a player wearing this shirt, the grinta, the passion, the love, the dedication, determination he brings, it can only bring Italy back in the right direction.
Because Spalletti didn't have that grinta from playing Nazionale.
Zero.
And Gattuso has.
Absolutely.
And he was the engine room in that World Cup final. He did the job on Zidane for a lot of the game. And we need a player who... We need a person who's been in a situation where he's always facing something difficult. He's always going out there for Milan or for Italy or for Siena, wherever he played, to play against the best player on the pitch, the playmaker. And I feel like that mentality can help.
I agree. I think that will be infectious. And I think in international football, on the contrary to what you said about Spalletti, which is correct, he's a club coach. International game, it didn't translate. I think here Gattuso has had, we've got his list of clubs. There's been many. Hasn't really worked out anywhere. I do think the positive traits he can bring will be more beneficial at international level where you don't work with the players all the time. You have to have them ready, hungry and determined. Your 2 week window you get a few times a year.
Because he supercharges you.
Absolutely.
When you walk, if I walked into a room with Rino and I know some of my mates that have come across him, especially during his career, and they found him somewhere in the summer and they've seen him and they run over to him and, you know, him just standing there with that look on his face. Like,
exactly.
You know, he's still got it. We've seen the presses. He goes out there. He stands in his own strength. And that's what I feel he brings to this national team setup. Spalletti, yes, of course. Mancini, they all have it. Lippi, when they won the World Cup. You don't need to be a World Cup winner to lead a national team side as a manager. But I feel like with Zoff in the year 2000, of course he had a star-studded squad. And even when you look at previous coaches, whether it's the Potsoy era back in the 30s, whatever, players need to look up to someone that's done it at that specific level, international level. I feel like having a former Nazionale champion is going to help. I really do.
I've seen many people say, yeah, but tactically, club land, it didn't work. No point. Italy is at rock bottom. This will bring us forward in a direction. And at this stage, just qualifying for the World Cup is the only objective. Italy historically going to World Cups to win tournaments. No. We are at a low point here where we need to refine some hunger, refine some pride for the shirt, because that was non-existent in the last 2 years under Spalletti, unfortunately. So that is the first step forward. If those traits can then lead to better football, fine. But I'll take qualifying for the World Cup over glitzy, glamorous football and tactically outwinning another team, because at the moment, the facts are we're not up to it. We couldn't beat Norway. And with all due respect, if there was one of the other pot one big nations that were in that group with Norway, it could have been Germany had we beaten them in the Nations League. If it was an England, a Netherlands, a Belgium, a Spain, a France, there is no chance that they would not win that group. They would all win that group. So we are at this level right now that we are a second level, second rate top European nation, and we need to refind the pride and get ourselves back amongst the world's elites before we start worrying about playing the best football on the planet.
Yeah. Is there a lack of belief with these players? Do they think they can get to a specific level, compete, but not win anymore? Because the way Inter was demolished in that final, I feel like psychologically, not winning the Supercoppa, not winning the Italian Cup, not losing to Milan or drawing with it, couldn't beat their cousins, couldn't beat Napoli during the season. Napoli did them over on that Friday night on the last. So they had three slaps in the faccia, and then all of a sudden, we're not going to win this because we're not going to win anything. That psychological blow can hurt your belief.
Of course. And, you know, we could talk about some of the areas that we need to improve in as a footballing nation for hours. But I do think that a lot of the problems at the national team level stem from a lack of depth and competition. There are, without highlighting individual players, because look, on merit, everyone has earned their right to wear the Azzurri shirt. But there is just not the competition required. There are players who are not at the top level of their respective clubs, and they're our starting players under Spalletti, or have been in this last period, that we're clearly not up to a level, but there's no one challenging them to get better. So you go and play for the national team, and yes, okay, you play for the Azzurri, you are proud, but you're not really fighting for it. Rewind 20 years ago, we have one of Del Piero or Totti on the bench every single game. Like, yeah.
With Baggio in the background, like, should sure. he be in the
I'm
squad?
I'm talking like 2006 yeah. World Cup win when oh, we yeah. were last relevant in the World Cup.
Or Di Canio or Zola, someone like that.
But it was a bench full of stars. Yeah. We are nowhere near that anymore. And let's just call them younger generation coming through. There is even less depth than what we currently have in the current generation. And there just doesn't appear to be that level of hunger. And I can tell you from living in Italy now, it has been a remarkable last 10 years in Italy because, very sadly, due to the drop-off in our presence in World Cups, it's not as highly participated in as a sport amongst kids. You don't see children playing and kicking a ball about in the streets so frequently.
Cassano spoke about that recently
and
as well.
This is, you see this with your own eyes. You don't need to be an expert in analysing where we're at. No. Kids are not as invested in the game. And so it's just that sets the standard for what football is compared to what it once was. And it's very sad because if we do not qualify for the 2026 World Cup, kids who were born in 2006 after we won the World Cup will be 20 years of age. And okay, they were 8 when we played in Brazil, but they probably don't remember it so well. That is 20
years. You don't want to remember
years.
When you lose like that in Brazil either. It's not memorable
for them.
Still
very young. What memory do you have? Whereas for me, my childhood in Australia were not on the global stage yet. So for me, it was only about Italy. My whole childhood is based around the Italian World Cups.
Waking up.
I know exactly where I was, waking up at 4 a.m. Yeah. all the time with my family, with my loved ones, and that shaped my entire childhood. Yeah.
Because you have to be passionate to do that. You're dedicated.
You dedicate.
You subscribe.
And you play, and that's what builds the football culture. In Italy, we have lost that culture. There is no doubt about it. And that saddens me a lot to think about, because what next? We're seeing more participation now in tennis.
Yeah.
We're the best tennis nation in the world. Everyone's talking about tennis. Everyone's playing tennis.
Even my father's talking about tennis. Yannick, you know, all of a sudden, I watched the Sinner last night. Very good. And I'm like, mate, when I watched tennis when I was young, you didn't care about the pata cash, huh? You
only cared.
No, Italy wasn't at the forefront of tennis then. Now, all of a sudden.
Now we're on top of the world, but that's what happens. Yeah. When you are at the top of the game, obviously you're going to draw new fans, and we're not doing that in football right now. And that goes from grassroots level right through to the national team.
It's
and
given rise to other competitions. Kings League, for example. I was there in Torino for the finals the other week. And again, they've catered, Piquet, who's the inventor, the founder of that Kings League tournament. It's now gone worldwide. It's now spreading. Well, we've got the Baller League here. Balotelli's going to play in that. But it's another kind of Kings League. And what they've done is they've come up with a formula to engage people that are probably not into the 11-a-side game anymore.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of them. That place was packed. And all they want to see is something different because – they start off with 2-on-2, then all of a sudden 3-on-3, and until the 7-a-side, and then they stop. You can get a box comes out and something happens and, you know, they rub the genie comes out and three wishes. Penalties here and there. It's fantastic.
It's engaging.
It's an American match day experience, yeah. I can tell you now. It's in a basketball arena. Smoke. It's like going to the 20 over cricket formula where they've got cricket, cheerleaders come out and smoke. So those things are coming in now.
For sure.
And Del Piero was saying also in a recent podcast, when he was young, they learned skills. Like, we don't have a playmaker anymore.
Oh, it's
they learned skills by playing, it's us two versus you four. So you have to develop your skills. You have to learn to put the ball under your feet and go one way, feign with the other. These days, they are going out there. It's very systematic. It's more mechanical. It's probably like German football has infected to the point where you run as a machine and then Pep's come in. And even Luca Toni, another former World Cup winner, which I hope he gets involved somehow because we need a big, tall striker. Maybe he can coach Lorenzo Luca one-on-one. He's come in and said, Pep, you've ruined everything. I couldn't even get a contract for the last couple of years of my career. And now look at it. And it's so mechanical and it's boring to a level.
Yeah,
And Italian players are forced to play in this world, this alternate reality where we've gone from even the 2020 side to this is two different worlds because we've lost that grinta again with the Chiellini. Thankfully, Bonucci is going to join the staff, isn't he?
I think that'll be positive as well.
And with that, a couple of these World Cup players coming in or tournament winning players, Bonucci didn't win the World Cup in 2006, but there's a comment here from Daniele Donato. Gattuso has no proven track record of being a successful coach.
Yeah.
Now, at Napoli, I thought he did okay, especially with what he had to work with. He came in after Carlo Ancelotti. He got them top six, top seven in an era where there was a lot of trepidation. Players were underperforming. They dropped a few points towards the end of the season to not make the Champions League and that. But then they parted ways. He's been in Serie B. I think he's done his Fare la Gavetta, where you earn your stripes as you go up. He's won a trophy, Croatia.
Yep. So, look, again, the question, he goes and says, to navigate us to the World Cup, we need an experienced manager. That's sort of what I was touching on earlier in the fact of, maybe to win the World Cup we do, but we're not in a position to win the World Cup. We're not winning the World Cup in 2026. That's not happening.
That's it. Podcast over. I'm
That's not happening.
Revelation here.
Hey, I'm being superstitious. No, but look, realistically, we do not have the system in place to win the World Cup next year. So getting there is the objective. Now, the football can't get much worse than what's just happened. So that's why I'm happy to lean on the side of positivity for Gattuso. My problem with Gattuso and the appointment is, and I alluded to my initial reaction being a positive and a negative, my issue with this is the manner in which the Federation did it. Because if you knew you were going to get rid of Spalletti, firstly, Spalletti announcing his own dismissal and then having to coach was extraordinary.
I think he's the kind of guy that can deal with that disappointment, though.
Yeah, but that's not the way to do it. The Federation should have allowed him just to coach the Moldova game, then officially part ways, or at least be at the press conference with him when he announces the departure.
Do you think he did that as a way to inspire the players for one last game?
I don't know the full story, but all I know is the look, and I think that could have been handled in a more professional manner. But in any case, to Spalletti, sure, he's now the past. When you then spend the next 48 hours publicly being rejected by your top two candidates, That shows to me there's no plan in place. And that's where my biggest concern lies for Gattuso here. I don't think Gattuso has anything to lose because he comes into this role. He was clearly not the first two choices. We know Ranieri was one, Pioli was two.
To me, Ranieri was ridiculous because he's a great coach, but you can't expect him. He wants to retire. He wants to just have an easy life. Why would he walk into that mess?
Hang on, this is my whole point. It didn't make sense, but it was the romantic choice. But do that behind closed doors.
It's nonsensical.
No, it's
He's another club coach like Spalletti.
Do that behind closed doors. Get the answer that was no, and don't release that to the press because it just makes us look incompetent. Pioli, same thing. He already had a deal agreed with Fiorentina. We knew that. Why are there talks now it wasn't going to happen? So just the manner in which it was managed, so not about Gattuso, but the manner in which this whole saga was managed just shows me where we're currently at, and that is of great concern. But I then think, okay, Gattuso, that type of figure, that type of strong character, that's someone that maybe can steer us out of this mess. And so that's what I always loved about Conte, especially as the Italy coach, who had that, but obviously also brought the tactical and his approach to the game. So Gattuso, not Conte level, but I think a figure as strong as Gattuso is maybe the right choice in amongst all of this chaos that we've experienced.
If I was the FIGC, I would have thought long and hard. It's not just about PR here. Don't go for Ranieri just because he's done well with Roma.
Yeah, I agree.
And because he's a fan favorite and it's romantic. You need to think about how we're going to make this World Cup. Again, they're taking a coach that is a great club coach, unproven in tournaments or qualifying like this. And I feel at this point, these kids, after being so tired, I agree with Spalletti and Mancini and other coaches in the past, where we're playing so much football now that these players are turning up and they're despondent. They're here because they want to wear the Azzurri. Everyone wants to play club so that you can play international football, no matter where you're from. But they're turning up and their employer who pays them is on their backside don't go and get injured. Okay, don't come back injured because, you know, we've got these games that we need. Everyone wants to finish as high up the table as they can. And then they get there and, you know, maybe sometimes they get disappointed. They don't get any game time. The next time they don't get called up. The next time they get called up, but only because Acerbi said no, whatever it is. So they turn up full of different mixed emotions. Yeah. They're young, you know. It's a social media age. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, I feel like even that is affecting some of these players coming into the national side. And look, while we're being honest, let's go to the next comment. If Gattuso can install some of the grinta he displayed as a player, we might have a chance of qualifying. Yes or no? Agree?
Yeah, I agree. I think it can be enough because I still think I'm still of belief. I don't think it's being overly optimistic. I think there's still quality. We do need to see a couple of players go to another level. We do need, and not only for the country, for club as well. I have always been a big Chiesa fan, and I know he's had a last couple of years that haven't gone his way, but I'm very confident that he moves back to Italy. If he ends up at Napoli, Conte will get him back to a suitable level. And I think that's effectively like a new signing for Italy. You put Chiesa anywhere near the level he was at in that attack, and all of a sudden there is a little bit of depth. Because at the moment what we're running with in attack, we can't score. All of a sudden if you have an in-form Keane, an in-form Retegi, an in-form Chiesa, Raspadori continuing in that style, Orsolini, all of a sudden, if Luca can go to a level as well, all of a sudden there's at least six solid attackers. Yes, and so I think it's important that those players continue to grow. My concern though is like across Europe, the players are exhausted. The Inter players particularly played a lot of football this season. They're coming off the back of the Club World Cup. There's only so much time to get back to a standard level. We've seen Di Marco just as one. I don't like highlighting players, but Di Marco was a good example of who in the Champions League final. I can tell you, being pitch side at that match, he looked gassed in the warm-up.
He does.
He looked exhausted. So we've got the quality there is my point. And I think with the right manager, with the right growth at club level, I still have belief that we can definitely get to the World Cup and still be a force. Will we win, David? Yeah, well, but
getting there is a big step for Italy because they've missed out on a couple of World Cups in a row. Once they're there, you just never know what they'll do.
With Italy in a World Cup, anything is always possible.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Always. They could bomb like they did in the last two or
always.
You just never know. Never 82, know. For example. No one expects them to win the World Cup.
Correct.
They went on and did it. Not saying they're going to win it, but they could probably go deeper than what most fans think. And it's also, if they get there, it'll bring back those memories of last time Italy played.
But that's why that's the most important thing, because it's the narrative, it's the storytelling. If we don't, well, look, I don't think we're going to qualify directly because I can't see how we win the group with Norway. But if we don't, if we qualify directly via the playoffs or directly via the group, we will have a good 3 to 6 month window of build up to the World Cup. That is as important as the World Cup. You start to reinstill that culture, that the fact that we're there, we're in amongst the best. We reconnect with our kids. We reconnect with our public that Italian football is back on the map. It is so important. And we've taken it for granted over the history because we're always there. But all of a sudden we're in this difficult moment that actually winning the World Cup would be cool, but it's actually vitally important that we are present at the World Cup. The world sees us again.
Also for the brand, because
the brand, the image, Italian football, it's important. It all feeds into one. It supports our league. Our players are on the big stage.
Interest abroad as well.
It's very important. Our national anthem. Can you imagine every time we play at the World Cup, there's going to be a million videos of it. It's all important for our PR.
Everyone knows this over even a Juve jersey, even an Inter, and this is what is the biggest export. When you think of Italy, you think of the food, the culture, the history, and then when it comes to sport, okay, Sinner's great. Well done, by the way. But this is what everyone dreams of when they're growing up. So I think it's massive for the export of the brand, even Serie A, every other league in Italy as well. It will boost, you know, as you said before, there's not much representation of Italian players these days. Mancini's talked about it before, Spalletti. There's not enough Italians playing in Serie A. I agree. There needs to be more. And pre-Bosman, there was a lot, and that's when Italy built their solid base, their depth back then, to then fortify, go forward into the future. We could have picked 3 or 4 different sides and still made a semi-final of a World Cup, quarterfinals, for example.
Good days.
Signori against Zola. Di Canio never played for Italy. Just let that sink in. Uh-huh. If he was around today, come on.
Caps.
So let's go on to another question. Preferred formation. Now, Gattuso's at Napoli played with what he had. He played a 4-2-3-1, I remember, at Hajduk Split. He's been playing a 3-4-3. He's got Rakitic there, so you know he's gonna cream a lot of adversaries there. He's got the experience, Barca, what have you. Livaja up forward, former Inter player, so he had good players there. They did well. Could he play a 3-4-3? A lot of people are talking about, you know, Zaccagni on the left, bringing in Orsolini on the right.
I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm not sure. The three at the back for me now, I'm not so sure. Spalletti was chopping and changing, and I think we do need to play. We lack strengths, right? So I think we just need to play to the strengths of our very best. I obviously our core does remain Inter. Yeah. Let's see what happens with Kivu and Inter this season. But look, I feel that we, again, it depends on the players, because if we can get the Chieses, the Orsolinis to another level for the national team, and we can go back to a similar 4-3-3 as we had in the Euros and we've had in the past, there's the opportunity to do that. I think,
well, he's tactically astute because he's played different formations before. I think he's playing to his strengths.
I don't think any issue with Gattuso on being adaptable to what he has in front of him, but what is going to be best for us? I don't know what our strengths are.
I can tell you one thing. This year, Arrigo Sacchi was nice enough to accept our phone call on his birthday, turned 79. Great guy. Gave us about an hour of his time, and he spoke about what he thinks is wrong. He says there's not enough of a symbiosis between one club to the next, to in their coaching techniques. They all do things differently. He said back in his day.
For sure.
Especially because he was a maverick. He turned even Italian football upside down back then to bring in that Milan side. And then from there, everyone wanted to also copy what he was doing if they could, because what he did was, you know, second to none. He's one of the world's most revered coaches these days as well. They still look back on him. He's in the top three, top five of this. And he wasn't even around that long. So that's the impact he had in such a short amount of time. He says Italian clubs need to at least have some kind of agreement, a collective agreement where players can have the same mindset when they go in, but they're not. There's one coach doing one thing, one coach copying Pep, one coach that's old school that is very, very different, and this is the problem. Even in Serie B, you can see coaches are just there for survival, coaches playing for a draw, some coaches are playing to score six goals. There's the Gasperinis of the world, and then there's the Leonardo Semplicis of the world. So, of course, you can't expect everyone to be the same, but he's saying there's not enough of an agreement, kind of like an unspoken agreement between coaches and the way that they coach their players in Serie A.
I think it's clear as day that I think we are not aligned. We are not aligned at any level at the moment. Clubs, league, federation, we're not aligned, and that's why I think we have I think we have dipped as a result of that. Football feels like that a bit these days. They're a lot more self-interested than for the greater good of the game. And that's a big shame. And it has, for me, in my job, in my role, it has changed the feel about what football meant to me as a kid growing up compared to now. It does, look, it's happening around us, it's happening in the world, but it does feel more like a product as opposed to
it's manufactured more.
Yeah, a manufactured product as opposed to a passion.
Yeah.
It's changed. And that's it's quite interesting how he's articulated that.
Arrigo Sacchi spoke about how he would call up Antonio Conte this year during Napoli's rise to the, you know, unexpected rise. Mm. Do you think he might give Rino a little bit of a text every now and then?
I think it would be, I think there'd be no harm done. No harm done. And I'd like to see a lot of that because that would be us aligning. That would be generations of Italian football coming together and supporting one another. I love the fact that Gattuso will have former teammates and World Cup winners and Euro winners involved. That's you're playing for the country. It's different to a club. It's something else. And I think that level of experience can benefit a lot. And Sacchi and others would be of equally of great benefit.
So I think there's levels to the motivation. We've got a comment here from V. He said he likes this move of Gattuso coming in. The team has talent, just needs a coach that can motivate. And also the coach needs that motivation. So I think the way that Gattuso's harnessed his motivation from previous managers, previous players he's played alongside, all those battles that he endured during his career in the hundreds of games that he played, sniffing silverware, winning at the top level, Champions Leagues, World Cups, I think that's going to benefit these players. No matter how good or bad you think Gattuso is as a coach, and again, he's still unproven, but I feel like national team at this point, they need a former winner there to inspire. So just needs a coach that can motivate.
Yeah. Again, it's where we're at. It's funny, you mentioned Sacchi. We've been talking about Sacchi. The last time I was with Mr. Sacchi, I was in Istanbul. I was hosting the Europa League Conference League draw season launch. And the night before there was the Champions League draw and I was there in attendance and I was sort of chaperoning Mr. Sacchi around and we were with Ancelotti.
Did you take him out in the town, a couple of bars?
No, we were like Ancelotti and Benzema were there with Real Madrid. They were winning the coach of the year and the player of the year. So I was in like a dressing room with, there was the four of us, myself, Sacchi, Ancelotti, Benzema. Crazy.
What happened to you? Like,
no, I was just with them. There was my changing room and they were
able to like bring their spirits within.
It was quite amazing because we were listening to a conversation between two legends of our game.
Incredible.
Talk. It was like
the Buddha and the Jesus of...
It was amazing. I do these things all the time where you're just like, whatever. You get home, you're reflecting like, oh, that was a bit weird.
Yeah.
And I was actually, this was one time I was in the moment, I'm like, why am I here? Why am I listening to
some
these?
Some guy from Australia. I watched you on telly a few times and now I'm here.
I'm sitting here with Benzema's about to win the Ballon d'Or, Ancelotti and Sacchi, and I'm in there. Why? But I remember listening to talk football and just, remarkable. Just listening and learning. But Ancelotti was the one. We go back to this discussion. Yeah, Ancelotti was the one that Brazil have been pursuing for 1 year. He's been contracted at Real Madrid. We knew we were going to get rid of Sacchi. Go get Ancelotti. Ancelotti is the one that ticks every single box. Every single box.
Yeah.
And we don't even make a play for him. I don't know what people think about foreign coaches coaching foreign nations. I have my own opinions. But if Italy play Brazil in a World Cup final and Ancelotti's with Brazil and he wins them the World Cup, that doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
And that was an individual who was clearly done at Real Madrid and there was the opportunity to get the perfect candidate to come in and take over. So that for me would have been the number one candidate, but we didn't even make a play.
I think most people would have been very happy with Ancelotti. Oh,
what a move. And that was a project move. This is my other thing we haven't touched on, but Gattuso for me is not a project move because he will now be contracted probably until the 28 Euros. So we've got a 3-year window here, but that is without any plan in place. If we got Ranieri, the only reason I was very supportive of Ranieri, because that was a definite 12-month contract. Because he's done.
Yeah, 12 so that months. Was and then 12 months, maybe Gattuso comes in as an understudy.
Bravo. Learn. But with an opportunity to plan for the next steps. Whereas now what's happened is Gattuso comes in, he's young. So he's not coming in for a 1 year and done. He's going to come in until the ship sinks.
He wants longevity.
It's going to be a long-term play. But if Ranieri came in, it would have been 12 months while we figure out what's next because Ranieri can't coach too much longer. That's what I liked about there. Ancelotti would have been the perfect to 2030, take this nation forward.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to wrap it up, but Ancelotti may be able to go into Brazil and eat it out from within.
Yeah, no.
Make sure they can't win the World Cup. Come on, Carlo, do it for Italia. Especially if we meet in the World
there's
Cup.
There's some other nations I would want to win the World Cup even less than them, but don't worry.
Sure. But
we don't want them to get away from us.
We don't want
us.
Them to get six or seven World Cups and then we still haven't made a World Cup in 2050.
Bravo.
But for now, it's Gattuso. Adriano's master plan was to have Ranieri, then Gattuso as the understudy there.
Oh, yeah. Look, I think that would have made
or whoever was coming
or
in as the
whoever,
understudy.
Whether it was Gattuso, whoever. I don't know. We didn't have the perfect candidate. So by having the year with Ranieri, you would have then had 12 months to let the master do his work, steady the ship, get us to the World Cup, but then we can plan for the years to come.
All right, Adriano Del Monte. Stir the puttanesca with Ranieri at the top with a wooden spoon.
That's it.
Gattuso or Pirlo, whoever comes in, that was the perfect solution. For now, we're with Rino Gattuso. We have to wish Italy all the best here.
Forza Rino. We hope for the best. I still got confidence. I have confidence because when Italy get there, anything is possible.
Confidence. We're going to wrap it up there. Adriano Del Monte joining us in London, Calcio FC podcast. We thank you.
Prego.